This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your best friend.
Get that camera out of my face.
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you. Rabbit.
White males. Novave TP, PQQ, CoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you're listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is August the 25th, 2022. This is the Summit News Hour. Boy, have we got a lot to get through this hour. We have the British government, the German government being warned over and over again about cost of living riots. They're talking about gas shortages, power grid failures. People are panic buying stoves, firewood, electric heaters. They're all going out of stock. And yet the same people who will be struggling to put food on the table, literally having the choice between eating and heating this winter, are being demonized by their own governments as domestic extremists. We're going to get into that and a whole host more. But of course, the narrative that we've been following over the course of months now, basically since the turn of the year almost, is the rats fleeing the sinking ship of the pandemic, basically saying, oh, we were wrong all along, but we're not going to have any responsibility. Nobody's going to face any backlash to this. No punishment whatsoever. And we're seeing it again with the mask mandates. We have a story here out of Summit News. CNN medical analyst who fiercely advocated masking now admits it harmed her own son's development. Too little, too late. Given that we're, what, a year and a half into the, 2 years and a half into the pandemic now, this is CNN medical analyst Lena Wen, who for 2 years was one of the strongest advocates for masks and masks in schools, now admits that forcing her child to wear one harmed his development. We've been harping on this topic for the past basically 18 months at this point. We've had major studies showing that this causes cognitive dysfunctionality in children, some of them unable to say their own name, some of them have speech learning difficulties up to the age of four and beyond. They're basically showing signs of autism as a result of both them, their parents, making them wear masks. I saw a family the other day in Waterstones, the booksellers here in the UK, which for some weird reason, the people who work in Waterstones think it's some kind of ideological uniform to still wear a mask. Given that we haven't even had mask mandates in the United Kingdom since January, a family with two young children walking into the bookstore, they make their children put the masks on before going into the store. There've been no mask mandates in this country for seven friggin' months, and people are still doing it. Outside temperatures of 36 degrees, a heat wave. They claim the highest temperature ever. They take the measurements at airports to boost global warming narratives, but still, it was pretty bloody hot. 36 degree heat outside wearing masks. Some people will not let it go. And they'll click their heels. They'll say, jump how high if the government brings the mandates back, which they're doing in Germany, by the way. No idea what the COVID numbers are even going to be in 2 months' time. Bring the mask mandates back anyway. We had a study out of Britain showing elementary school, again, underdeveloped verbal skills. We played a clip many times before from a speech therapist in the United States who said she'd seen a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers. They're losing IQ points, as many as 22 verbal, motor and cognitive IQ points as a result of adults wearing masks. Children learn how to speak. They learn how to have emotional engagement with other children and with adults through facial expressions and through speech. When you block that off entirely, you raise basically a generation of autists if they don't recover in time. Study published in the Royal Society Open Science Journal found lockdowns in the UK caused 60,000 children to suffer clinical depression, again, partly as a result of these restrictions. 400,000 British children referred to mental health specialists last year for things like eating disorders and self-harm. And again, all the studies showing declining IQ, verbal, motor, cognitive decline in learning. And this CNN analyst, Lena Wen, has been pushing this crap for the past 2 years to the point where she said we should restrict the activities of the unvaccinated, that unvaccinated people need to be basically treated as pariahs in society, relegated as third-class citizens. Now, suddenly she comes back 2.5 years into the pandemic and says, oh, by the way, that whole mask thing, yeah, I was probably wrong about that. They were wrong about everything. They were wrong about the lockdowns. Sweden never locked down. Lower mortality rate than its neighboring countries. Lower mortality rate than other European countries. When are these people going to face any consequences for the defamation that they performed on society? For the attack? Not just on our liberties, but on our basic human dignity. To the point where you weren't allowed to go to your own loved one's funeral. You had to watch it on a friggin' Zoom call. When are they going to face any backlash, any consequences for what they did? Now, they're obviously somewhat scared of those consequences. Of course, we've seen Fauci announcing his retirement, and we've seen several of them scuttling away on Twitter, in the media, with their tails between their legs. And this Lena Wen, this CNN analyst, is just the latest example of that. She wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post in which she stated, it became clear that the goal I'd hoped for, containment of COVID-19, was not reachable. The coronavirus is here to stay. Finally admitting that, finally giving up on the zero COVID narrative, which China still upholds after, you know, welding people inside their own apartments. She went on to say, with this new indefinite time frame, the benefit risk calculus of mitigation measures shifted dramatically. Bear in mind, these are the same people who at the start of the pandemic said that masks don't work and masks could make it worse. And anyone who disagreed with that was engaging in medical misinformation. They flipped the script, and then anyone citing actual studies. The UK government did its own study in schools, said there's no quantifiable evidence that wearing masks stops the spread of the virus, went ahead and introduced the masks in schools anyway. Their own studies contradicted it. But again, they're all fleeing the sinking ship because they're starting to see there may be some comeuppance, there may be some consequences to their actions. Now she says, again, this is Lena Wen of CNN, CNN medical analysts. I was willing to limit my children's activities for a year or two, or just a couple of years, but not for their entire childhood. She admits masking has harmed our son's language development, so it literally takes their own kids to become autistic or to become retarded, let's be honest, for them to actually make a rain check on those previous narratives. Said masking has harmed our son's language development, limiting both kids' extracurriculars and social interactions, and it's negatively affected their childhood. She's finally saying this 2.5 years after going on CNN on a daily frigging basis and telling parents to mask up their kids. Absolutely unbelievable. Information Liberation reports narrative shift. Democrats slam Trump for rushing COVID vaccine without enough safety data. So now there are all the vaccine injuries, all the mysterious sudden collapses of people, which, by the way, I also see on the street every time I watch a football match in this country. They have a medical emergency in the stands and they have to stop the game because someone suddenly collapsed in the stands. What's the latest excuse? They're saying that car exhaust fumes cause sudden collapse and heart attacks. Literally everything under the sun now causes strokes and heart attacks. So now all that's coming out, now that they're finally having to face up to what's happening, now that more and more people are becoming aware of that, what's the narrative? What's the next move? What's the next pivot blame Donald Trump. Democrats on Wednesday released a new report attacking Donald Trump for pressuring the FDA to authorize unproven treatments for COVID-19 and basically to rush the vaccine, which you can't deny that he did rush the vaccine, but not through any pushback from the FDA or from Pfizer or from anyone else. They wanted him to rush the vaccine, of course, because they enjoyed the vast profits, the continual residual profits from the fourth booster, the fifth booster, the sixth booster, none of which have any impact whatsoever because the vaccine is not 100% safe and effective. Of course, Fauci's resigned. We're going to come back and get to that. We'll also come back on the other side and get to Spain now basically saying that their people are going to have to make massive sacrifices to support the current thing. German authorities saying the same. British authorities being warned of mass civil unrest as a result of people being unable to pay their energy bills, but still going ahead and funneling $50 million into the black hole that is the Ukraine war.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Summit.news headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Still live, it is the Summit News Hour, and I'm going to shift now to talk about the latest on the cost of living crisis. Of course, we had this headline yesterday, last night. Boris Johnson, we're paying higher bills, Ukraine is paying in blood. Basically, we have a population whose energy bills per year, gas and electricity, they're going to spike, they're saying, to £6,000, that's about $8,000-$9,000 per year in April, by the spring, six times what they are now. Okay, they were nearer down to £1,000 about 6 months ago. They're about £1,900 on average, the yearly energy bill for the average British household. It's going to be £3,600 by the end of this year. It's going to be £6,000 and above by April, which is going to send a third of the country into actual poverty. They're already struggling with soaring food inflation, as indeed Americans are and people in other European countries. Crippling energy bills, soaring food inflation, warnings of civil unrest, riots on the streets. And what does Boris Johnson do? He sends a further £57 million into the black hole that is the Ukraine war. And we featured the stories before. In fact, CBS News cancelled, censored their own report, saying that a lot of this money is going into a black hole. It's getting stolen by paramilitary groups on the ground. The medical support, the weapon system support, even if you agree with this prolonging NATO wars of interventionism for years and years and years, because that's proven a great idea in the past, hasn't it? The money isn't even going to the front line. I'd say a majority of it isn't even going to the front line right now. We have a class situation here in the UK where you have upper middle class people who can afford to absorb that hit in cost of living because they've got tons of disposable income, waving, flying their Ukraine flags on their country estates, on their 6 acres of land or whatever, proud to support the current thing, proud to get patted on the back by their neighbours. They can afford the increased petrol, diesel prices. They can afford the increased electricity, gas prices. People who can't afford it are the people who are having to choose between heating and eating as we approach this winter of discontent. And that's a majority of people, by the way. Not everyone can afford to fly their little Ukraine flag and say, I support the current thing, and absorb the pain. But that's what we're saying that we're going to have to absorb, is the pain. Spanish official warns of winter of great suffering. Of course, most of these people, including EU officials, are paid like €250,000 a year. They're not going to do any suffering. Big business in France, they've got record profits. Of course, Shell Oil, BP in the United Kingdom, they've got record profits. They're not doing any suffering. We're the ones doing the suffering. Top Spanish official, this is Spanish Defense Minister Margarita Robles, has made the comments on Radio National in which she said that Europeans are about to endure a winter of great suffering as a result of Russia fully suspending gas supplies during the freezing months. We've also got Germany saying the same thing. This is out of Breitbart, winter of discontent, Germany to implement energy rationing amid fears of gas riots. What appears to be the latest attempt to avoid energy shortages this winter, the German government is to implement restrictions limiting the use of energy in the country. They're talking about a limit of 19 degrees Celsius, that's 66 degrees Fahrenheit for you Americans, on thermostats, temperatures in all public buildings. And that also applies, by the way, to care homes. Similar situation in Spain, similar situation in Italy. The owners of these care homes have come out and said, if you force elderly people with numerous comorbidities to live at 20 degrees Celsius, never mind 19 degrees, for 100% of the time, they're going to die. They can't live at that level. Of course, older people get colder a lot easily, more easily. They're more susceptible to hypothermia and things like that. They have numerous other comorbidities. They're literally going to let old people die to keep these thermostats below 2019 degrees in support of the current thing, and they're telling you to make sacrifices. Let's go to this Macron video now. This is called Macron is an Idiot, and it's about this very subject. Let's roll it.
President Emmanuel Macron, the technocrat in chief, is pulling the same stunt as all the others by saying your living standards must be reduced to support the current thing, when the agenda to reduce your living standards was in the works for years and years before the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
What we are living through is a time of great upheaval. Firstly, because we are witnessing, and not just since this summer, but over the past few years, the end of what we might have seen as abundance. And for those who enjoyed it, it is also the end of a carefree time. Our freedom, the liberty to which we have grown accustomed to in our lives, has a price, and sometimes when we have to defend it, we have to make certain sacrifices as we fight to defend it.
Yes, apparently your quality of life and your freedom in the land of cops harassing people for not having vaccine passports, your quality of life and your freedom must be sacrificed on the altar of never-ending neoliberal NATO interventionist wars. Your family's financial future must be placed in peril at the behest of the liberal world order. Macron acts like the yellow vest protests never happened. Cost of living demonstrations and riots were happening all over in France in late 2018, well over 3 years before Russia invaded Ukraine. And why were they happening? Because Macron is following the same disastrous net zero green energy madness that every other European country is following. Policies that devastate the farming community and rural workers, as we've seen in the Netherlands. Policies that necessitate exorbitant energy bill price hikes that are increasingly unaffordable for the average family. So for him to blame it all on Putin and demand the French make sacrifices to prolong a war 1,000 miles away takes some f***ing nerve. Sacrifices. Who's making sacrifices? It's not big business, is it? Dividends paid out by major French companies reached a record 44 billion euros in the second quarter of 2022. They're up almost 33% on the previous year. Union leader Philippe Martinez savaged Macron. He said, quote, "When we talk about the end of abundance, I think of the millions of unemployed, the millions of those in a precarious situation. For many French people, times are already hard. Sacrifices have already been made." We see the same thing in the UK, where Boris Johnson said, quote, "We also know that if we're paying in our energy bills for the evils of Vladimir Putin, the people of Ukraine are paying in their blood, and that's why we know we people might freeze to death this winter." A third of the country is facing entering poverty. Experts are warning that mass civil unrest is brewing. Energy bills are set to soar to over £6,500 a year by next spring. And he's busy sending another 54 million of taxpayer money abroad to buy new weapon systems so NATO can perpetuate a conflict. And where's the money even going? Down a very deep black hole. "The corruption related to the war aid is shocking," said one observer in Ukraine. "The weapons are stolen, the humanitarian aid is stolen, and we have no idea where the billions sent to this country have gone." While he at home perpetuates the same net zero madness that has got us in this mess in the first place. Yeah, it's very easy to make the sacrifice while flying your Ukrainian flag over your 6-acre country pile in the Cotswolds. But for people who have to make the choice between putting food on the table and paying the gas bill, not so easy. The way it's going, people are going to find an alternative to paying their heating bills. And that's by keeping warm, by setting fires on the streets.
That's Macron is an Idiot. Going to come back live in the next segment, talk more about the cost of living crisis, specifically how it relates to Germany and how that population is being demonized as domestic extremists simply for complaining about it. Summit.news, we'll be back.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen,
This is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalists, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So again, you have Macron pretending that this cost of living crisis, these energy riots, which they're now predicting, are solely because of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They're not. We have the Yellow Vest movement in late 2018. That was a cost of living demonstration on a giant scale. The Biden administration claims that gas prices weren't rising before the invasion of Ukraine. They were. We have Germany, in one sense, demonizing its own citizens as domestic extremists for protesting against this. We have them creating warm-up spaces where people who are unable to afford their bills will have to go to keep warm in winter. We have them forcing public buildings, forcing care homes to keep thermostats below 19 degrees Celsius, that's 66 degrees Fahrenheit. And again, blaming it all on the current thing, saying Germans need to sacrifice for the good of Ukraine. Yet in Germany, they're shutting down their nuclear power plants, the ones that are remaining, by the end of the year. The one thing that could recoup that massive energy loss due to the shutdown of the Nord Stream gas pipeline by Russia, the one thing that could lower energy bills, the one thing that could prevent civil unrest, the one thing that could prevent old people literally freezing to death, alternative forms of energy that aren't green energy crap that's not fit for purpose, nuclear power plants, they're shutting them all down by the end of the year. Absolute harry-carry insanity. We have a situation in the United Kingdom where they banned fracking in November 2019, despite the fact that it was basically, as it was in America, an economic miracle, again, after pressure from the Green lobby. Now we have Boris Johnson saying that we need to make sacrifices for Ukraine, that our old people need to freeze to death, that people need to choose between heating and eating this winter. Again, he was the one, it was his government that played an instrumental role in banning that fracking. And again, his government has been more extreme than any other in pursuing these disastrous net zero green energy policies, mainly through his wife, who was basically running the country, Carrie Simmons, for a time, because she's a far-left eco-mentalist. Czech president has called it out for what it is, though. This is Miloš Zeman, who blamed green madness for the energy crisis and warned that the abolition of cars with internal combustion engines will only prolong the agony. Yeah, they haven't delayed that, have they? They're still trying to phase out all gas, petrol, diesel cars by 2030. Zeman said the primary cause of the crisis was not the Ukraine war, but, quote, green fanaticism that has left European countries dependent on energy sources that are not fit for purpose cannot meet demand. He said, whether it's called the Green Deal or whatever, I'm afraid, however, I won't be here anymore when we find out where the green madness will take us. The abolition of cars with internal combustion engines will lead to the advent of far more demanding electromobility. The biggest consumers of electricity will be electric cars with a short range and a high price. Again, they're completely useless. You can't even get halfway across the United Kingdom, which isn't even a very big country, without running out of power. The charging stations aren't even in place to any great degree. Again, they're forcing you into this great reset, this idea of owning nothing, renting everything, having to book your little allotted driverless Uber slot to go anywhere in the country. It's a complete evisceration of living standards, mobility, and freedom. That is the Great Reset agenda, and it's existed for many, many years before the invasion of Ukraine. Green Party official tells Germans to use washcloths instead of taking showers. This is top Green Party official Winfried Kretschmann, who basically bragged about his own eco-credentials, said, well, I have the most expensive pellet heating fired system. I have the photovoltaic system on the roof. I have an electric car. Why doesn't everyone else just have that? Because they can't afford it. $67,000, the average cost of the electric car. Now he's saying that Germans shouldn't even take showers, that they should basically wash themselves with dirty rags. Absolutely incredible. Let's go to this video now, though, because we had another instance in the UK where the cops, amidst a rising crime wave, robberies, thefts that the police say they're not even going to respond to anymore, another crime wave, flash mobs invading McDonald's, flash mobs invading stores in central London. Meanwhile, once again, the police are busying themselves, frolicking around, dancing at gay pride parades. This video is called Please Make It Stop. Let's roll it.
Despite all the ridicule, despite all the condemnation, despite an actual crime wave sweeping the country, they're still doing it. That's Lincolnshire Police. This is also Lincolnshire Police. Sexual offences are up 34% and robberies up 28%. More than 1,000 sexual attacks against women and girls reported to Lincolnshire Police in just 12 months. Oh well, what can they do about it? They're only the police. Boston in Lincolnshire is the most murderous place in England and Wales, Home Office figures reveal. it's really ironic that this kind of behaviour by the police grew out of the Notting Hill Carnival. In a desperate attempt to genuflect to the attendees and organisers of this annual festival, ostensibly a celebration of diversity, West Indies and African culture, the police started dancing around to try to appear friendlier and less confrontational. But if the goal was to reduce crime, it didn't work. In fact, it made it worse. Notting Hill Carnival is a notorious crime hotspot, with stabbings, assaults and thefts so ingrained into the event they've seemingly become part of the show. What makes this all even more painfully cringe is that it's happening while the country suffers yet another summer crime wave. Mobs of feral youths are running rampage looting stores for TikTok clout. First at the candy store on Oxford Street in London. Something that barely even made the news. Then at a McDonald's fast food restaurant in Nottingham. People in wealthy suburbs of London are being violently robbed in broad daylight. We're also now observing scenes that have become commonplace in San Francisco and Los Angeles, occurring in the UK on a regular basis. No arrests were made after any of the recent lootings. So where were the police? Arresting people for mean tweets, investigating playground insults. Yeah, that actually happened. Processing dangerous criminals like the man who was imprisoned for 20 weeks for sending edgy memes to his friends in a private WhatsApp chat group. They've literally said there aren't enough resources to respond to actual crimes like burglaries. Two-thirds of burglaries aren't even investigated.
Police, please help. There's someone breaking into my house.
Car theft has effectively been decriminalised in London. Less than 1% of vehicle thefts in the capital lead to charges.
Police, please help. Some roadman is smashing into my car.
When my building was burgled in 2020 and my bike was stolen, the police told me to look for my own bike on Gumtree. That was it. No resources for any of that. But in addition to a resources issue, it's a perception issue. All this frolicking around and dancing at gay pride parades isn't helping. Criminals see that and they're emboldened. They know they can get away with it. They're more confident because the police have become a laughing stock. The police watchdog says most victims of burglary, robbery and theft in England and Wales are not being given the justice they deserve, and that most current charge rates are unacceptable and unsustainable. But again, the police hire ups will just say they don't have the resources. Plenty of resources to form congas at gay pride parades and wiggle their hips around, though.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We're live. I have a couple of videos remaining, which I really want to get to. But I mentioned this at the top of the show. We have Boris Johnson sending £57 million more in taxpayer money to support the current thing to Ukraine, £54 million, sorry. New weapon systems, again, that don't even get there. We've had the reports before. CBS News had a report and then censored their own report saying that huge quantities of these weapon systems being paid for by British taxpayers, US taxpayers, aren't even getting to the front line. It's a massive boondoggle. It's a massive scam. The money, the weapons are all being stolen. Even the medical provisions are being stolen, according to observers on the ground. So they're sending more of our money into this black hole while telling us that our energy bills are going to go up by 6-7 times by next April. Simply unaffordable. Analysts have said it's going to push a third of the country into poverty. There were £1,000 per year energy bills on average about 6 months ago. They're now saying £6,500 a year. People who get by paycheck to paycheck, they struggle already, have no disposable income. They're going to be absolutely screwed. They're literally going to have to choose between paying the heating bill and feeding their family. And that's why people say it's going to blow up. So if he wants people to make the sacrifice, a lot of people are just going to refuse to do it. The people flying the Ukraine flags aren't like single mothers who are desperately struggling to feed their kids. They're upper middle class people in the wealthiest areas of the country who have more disposable income than you can shake a stick at. Doesn't affect them. And again, this metropolitan liberal elite in London that support these endless wars have vast amounts of disposable income. Doesn't affect them. But energy executives in the UK have warned the government that the country faces the prospect of mass civil unrest as a result of people being unable to afford their heating and electricity bills this winter. They're now talking about
bailouts for small businesses like they did with COVID, apparently, didn't work for many small businesses because tons of them still went out of business anyway. They wasted a bunch of money on furlough, of course, paying people to sit on their arses at home and not work, despite the fact we know the lockdowns should never have been implemented. They've been an absolute catastrophe. The people who should have been protected, you could argue, were the vulnerable, were the already ill. That was it. You don't lock down the entire society and shut down the economy for 2 years. Kind of is going to have a knock-on effect, and now we're feeling it. Energy company bosses have warned ministers they fear civil unrest if nothing is done to cushion the blow of rising bills. Of course, we had the poll tax riots for something in comparison to what the energy bill rise is going to be was far less back in 1990. People attacking the police on the streets back in the early 90s due to that poll tax bill, which they tried to introduce, but it failed. So they're now saying there's going to be riots, saying there's going to be riots, unrest in Germany. Those people are being demonized as extremists. But what there is enough money for in the United Kingdom is paying £5 million a day of taxpayer money every day to house illegal immigrants in 3- and 4-star hotels across the country. They bring them in on a ferry taxi service. They get on boats in France waving iPhones. They're not refugees. They're economic migrants, the vast majority of whom are young men. They get on dinghies from France, a country not at war. 4 out of 10 of those migrants on those boats are from Albania, a country not at war. They come to the United Kingdom, and supposedly war-torn, persecuted, brutalized refugees complain about the Wi-Fi service and about how they want to be sent to London. We had a video on that the other day. Now, record number of boat migrants enter England in a single day. This is 1,295 people in one day hopping on boats in alliance, conspiring with people, criminal people smugglers from France, again, a country not at war, a country which they should stay in if they were refugees, the first port of call. The government, the NGOs, the left-wing charity groups, rewarding, in some cases, conspiring and working with the criminal people smugglers to facilitate this process, and the government is facilitating it, not only in terms of rescuing them. By the way, Italy said, we're not going to rescue you anymore. It halved the number of migrant deaths crossing through into Italy. So it's actually a humanitarian thing as well, because it cuts down on debt. But now we've had the largest single day number of migrants crossing the English Channel into the country. Again, 4 out of 10 of them are Albanian, vast majority young men, vast majority not even refugees. That's always been the case, but somehow you're not even supposed to say it. Go to a video now, though, because I put this out a couple of hours ago. A country has banned diversity in advertising, and it's probably not the country. It might even be the country you expect. It's certainly not a Western country. Let's find out what country it is. This video is called Guess What This Country Did. Let's roll it.
A country has banned diversity in advertising. They see it as necessary for their native population to get first access to opportunities. But which country? The United Kingdom, where black people represent about 3% of the population, yet comprise about 50% of people in TV commercials and advertising. No, not that country. You'll be surprised to learn, or maybe not so surprised, that it's actually the African country of Nigeria that has banned diversity in advertising. Yes, while the West continues to be pilloried as a post-colonial racist backwater, even as millions upon millions of non-white people enter it on a yearly basis, Nigeria, a population that is almost entirely black, is cracking down hard on diversity. Did someone forget to tell him it was a strength? This is from the official Twitter account of the Federal Ministry of Information and Culture, Nigeria. In line with the federal government's policy of developing local talent, inclusive economic growth, and the need to take necessary steps and actions aimed at growing the Nigerian advertising industry, the federal government, quote, bans the use of foreign models and voiceover artists on any advertisement targeted or exposed on the Nigerian advertising space, with effect from the 1st of October. All advertisements, advertising and marketing communications materials are to make use of only Nigerian model and voiceover artists. So while England frets over there being too many white players in the English women's football team, Nigeria has ensured that no white faces will ever appear on Nigerian television advertising. But remember, it's the West that's racist.
Well, on the flip side of that, over here in Blighty, the Royal Air Force is very keen on diversity to the point where they literally stopped. They halted the hiring of white men in the United Kingdom. Yes, a country which is 86% white. The Royal Air Force recruitment team literally said, no more white people. They will sacrifice national security on the altar of diversity and identity politics. Story here, RAF had resigned over belief diversity targets were unlawful. Again, this is the person who, if it wasn't for her becoming a whistleblower, this would have never been a story, came out and said that what they told her to do, stop hiring white people, hire women, brown and black people, so they could tick diversity boxes, that she thought that was literally against the law, and that's why she stopped doing it. One more video now, though. This is called The Smiley Prison. The architecture of the social credit score is already existent in the United Kingdom. Let's go to this video.
In London, even the stairs bark orders at you. Take care, one step at a time. Don't rush, hold handrail. No mobiles, please use lifts. 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 I'm literally walking up the steps. I mean, how did any of us even make it up there before this vomit of instructions lecturing us on how to proceed? Journalist Peter Hitchens wondered if the yellow and blue colours of the Ukrainian flag had deliberately been chosen, the established palette of sanctimonious do-good and virtue beyond scrutiny. Most of the building materials for a social credit society of obedient autonomons under permanent surveillance are now lying about all over this country, wrote Hitchens, just waiting to be assembled into a vast smiley prison. Hitchens points out that during the pandemic, the government became drunk on power on telling us how to behave. And perhaps even more disturbingly, an alarming number of people seemed to relish it. Amazed at the way the supposedly lion-hearted people of Britain meekly submitted to this treatment and even seemed to enjoy it, the government and authority in general liked the sensation of power over others. So did many of their victims. An April 2021 Sunday Times poll found that a small but significant proportion of Brits enjoyed lockdown. A separate opinion poll conducted by YouGov found that over half of Brits said they would miss many or some aspects of the lockdown. An online poll even found that a majority of respondents said they enjoyed lockdown. Much of the psychic pollution of pandemic panic remains in place over a year after the lockdowns ended. There are still signs all over towns and cities which say, social distancing, keep 2 meters apart. Some of them are permanent fixtures, seemingly never to be removed. Or maybe they're just waiting in place, ready for the next time they're required.
Not going to get time to go to these other stories, but basically CNN is now telling viewers that monkeypox is not sexually transmitted, despite the fact that every outbreak occurs from gay saunas, gay pride parades. Gay orgies, basically, very healthy lifestyle to promote to the kids. Newsweek, man tests positive for COVID, monkeypox and HIV after Spain trip again. Really healthy lifestyle, great idea to promote that to the children. It's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room is coming up next. Summit.news, keep it locked in.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.